Kaya Biz. Alan Gray helping you secure your future. Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. Well, as you can tell, we're shifting gears now. It's all to do with Alan Gray Day. Good partners and hosts that we have here on the show to help us unpack and understand how best we need to mobilize any additional capital that we might have to invest more for our future. Now, this comes at a very interesting time because I guess what, 4, 5, maybe even 2 years ago, getting a 13th check, a Christmas bonus, was a bit of a norm for many South Africans who worked in corporate South Africa. And the truth is, for some who have found opportunities through entrepreneurial activity, whose businesses have been able to thrive, and others who've really just found themselves in an environment where perhaps the amount of productivity has translated into increased income, you're in a favorable position, maybe the envy of most. So we want to make sure that you don't find yourself sleeping on any extra income or bonuses you might have. So how do you use that money to boost your investments for the future? To help us unpack this and so much more, we joined on the line by Group Savings and Investment Specialist at Alan Gray, Siyasanga Mlozana. Siyasanga, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks, Gugu, and good afternoon to you and your listeners. Good to be back again.
Indeed, good to have you with us, Siyasanga. And I must say, I think I'm one of those who's envying many South Africans who might have a bonus or some kind of increased income, as we know, because it's been difficult times, right? But at the same time, we need to use this opportunity to celebrate the opportunities and increased income and making sure that they do things right when it comes to saving for the long term. And I guess that's just the starting point, right? If someone does have the opportunity to have additional income, what should they consider doing with it besides spending it on the festive season?
No, thank you, Gwen. I mean, I think it's important, especially after the two speakers you've just had, to sort of recognize the impact of COVID-19 to us and our families and our well-being, as well as our livelihoods. I mean, some of us are fortunate enough to have held on to our jobs. But some, you know, there's been many impacts that we've had since we've had COVID. And as you say as well, that, you know, some people are fortunate to have at least a bonus at the year end or a betting check. So I think it's important, you know, all the time to sort of like prioritize things. And again, I know that we've got conflicting priorities when it comes to the current lifestyle, you know, and also saving for the future. So prioritizing, I think, is very important. To really think about your future self and trying to pay your future self whenever you think about your retirement savings. So it's important that whatever you get as a fitting check or your bonus at the year end, think about your future as well and trying to pay your future self with that.
Yeah, and that's important, right? Because I think sometimes we think, future self, that's 40 years from now. I'll survive with a few other bonuses. But there's some key benefits that we need to be cognizant of when it comes to actually investing in your future self and your retirement now. Perhaps help us unpack some of those benefits, whether it's from a tax point of view or increasing contributions.
Yeah, and I think, you know, an interesting quote, Gugu, I mean, it's a very famous quote by Benjamin Franklin that said there are two certain things in life, it's death and taxes. And I think if you invest for retirement, you kind of try and mitigate some of these. For example, you know, I mean, I'm sure you will agree with me that no one wants to pay as much tax. We're trying to save as much tax as possible that we pay too fast. And a retirement savings does help us with this because any contributions you make towards your retirement savings, you do get a tax deduction from that, which is, I think, it's a great benefit for investing in retirement. But also, I think the growth you get when you invest in towards the retirement savings, so whether you're putting some of your bonus into this, you do get a tax deduction from that, meaning you reduce your tax liability. You know, so there is definitely tax benefits when you're contributing towards your retirement savings.
Yeah, very important. If you've just joined our conversation, well, take some notes. We're speaking to Siyasanga Mlozana, Group Savings and Investment Specialist at Alan Gray. And he's helping us unpack essentially how, if you're lucky enough to have a few more extra bucks in your bank account by the end of this month through a bonus or 13th check, or maybe you've just been disciplined enough in saving, how you can channel that to improve on your retirement savings. And I guess, Siyasanga, some might be thinking, okay, well, I'm keen to do this. I want to understand more about the benefits and, of course, how to channel a portion of this additional income into my retirement savings. But for those who also have the fortunate opportunity of having an employer contribute to their retirement savings. Is there a way that we can do this together with our employers? Or I guess what's the benefit and the alignment of making additional contributions via your employer instead of having that money come into your bank account first?
Yeah, and I think, I mean, you're right. I think doing it via your employer or through your payroll is sort of like a very easy and disciplined way as well, because, you know, once your money gets to your bank account sometimes, you know, there's many other things that you think of. So you can actually do, if you've got an occupational retirement savings, either pension or provident fund, and the rules of that fund you have allow you, you can do what we call an ABC, an additional voluntary contribution. So it's a one-off contribution where you can instruct your payroll or your HR to say, look, I've got a bonus here, so I want to put X amount towards my pension or provident fund. And payroll does that instantly. It doesn't even get to your bank account. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing with that is that you get the immediate tax deduction, meaning your taxable income reduces immediately. You don't have to wait for the end of the tax year to claim your tax deduction. So definitely doing it via your payroll is a very efficient and easy way. Yeah. And also that helps you to discipline yourself and not getting the money into your bank account.
Very true.
And find other things to do with it.
Oh, yeah. To avoiding us getting tempted, which is so important. But Siyasanga, as we wrap up, I can imagine maybe someone might contribute to their retirement, keep up with their savings, and might actually feel like, you know what, they're doing a good job at the saving and investing thing. And I can imagine the kind of questions that you often get when people come onto a new investment scheme, new savings scheme, and they want to pick your brain to say, look, I've been promised a 50% return here within 2 weeks' time. Should I get involved and how should I go about it? And I guess my question is really leading to scams, how we need to remain vigilant of any potential scams that might promise us the world in the short term, but might actually be, you know, pose a greater threat than an opportunity. How should we look out for that? And how should we be mindful of it while still trying to make sure that we are keeping with saving and investing?
Yeah, no, it's a very important question, Google. And I think, you know, we can all fall into victim of fraud. I mean, I was once a victim of that as well. And really, it's important to be vigilant whenever you talk about your finances. And you do. I mean, we're getting into December now. You know, people will get bonuses, and others will be sharing their stock files. So people will have some cash ready available. So it's important to really be mindful of the scammers out there, and also just be careful who helps you. You know, and some of the tips that we've shared previously is people should be aware of phishing attempts. You know, when you get an email that says, "Please confirm your banking details," you know,
yes,
you should never like click on the link and confirm anything, because probably that person wants to get into your bank account. You know, also I think people must just remain vigilant and really speak to credible people when it comes to your money. You know, also online shopping is one of the things that people have to get caught on for some time. So it's important to really just be vigilant during this time and not accept any help from strangers, and not share your personal information as well with any strangers. So, yeah, it's really an important question that you're asking.
Very important. Thank you so much for that, Siyasanga, and really appreciative of the guidelines you've shared with us, reminding us again to keep disciplined, contributing to our long-term investment goals and objectives. And yes, it's great, you know, to buy something flashy and nice for the moment, but compound interest is one of those things that is always on your side when you have time. So if you're able to put out a little bit more for your retirement and long-term savings, do that. It will serve you well in the next 10, 20, 30 years. Thank you once more to my guest this evening, Siyasanga Mloza, Group Savings and Investment Specialist at Allan Gray. Thank you so much, Siyasanga.
Thank you very much, Kuka.
Take care then. Allan Gray, helping you secure your future, was brought to you by Allan Gray. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
Kaya Biz with Google Tumfupi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.